Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting 7th. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is out, Manuel applying the tag. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul. Towards first. Cromarty settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cromarty. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Kingman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kingman. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 1 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manuel strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Manuel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Francona moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roland Office now playing right field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 2 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cromartie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.